As COVID-19 vaccines for children roll out across New Mexico, parents must decide whether and when to vaccinate. KSFR reporter Mary Lou Cooper brings us the story. But first, we get the perspective of a New Mexico mother of two young children.
The main things that are factored into my decision-making are those of just whether I feel personally the vaccine's been studied enough. You know, I keep my ear to the grindstone to see if I hear of any, you know, family members or friends who've had ill effects or their children. And thus far, I've not heard anything. For my family, it was a matter of us going first as parents, seeing how we responded, and then going from there and making that decision for our children. A lot of people are in my boat where they received the vaccination themselves, so it makes them comfortable getting it for their children. My older one is actually really excited to get the vaccine. He wanted to get it when myself and his father got it. For him, I think it makes him feel like he's doing something. Both of my children are real good about wearing their masks too. It makes them feel like they're empowered and that they're actually doing something for this crisis. I think for me, it makes my heart happy to know that they're willing and ready to try to do something.
That was Seeger Condit, Albuquerque mother of two young children. Now that the CDC has approved COVID-19 vaccines for kids 5 to 17, she and other parents across America must decide whether or not to vaccinate their children. Parental attitudes about COVID-19 shots are the subject of a new report from the Kaiser Family Foundation. Kaiser found that when it comes to COVID-19 vaccines, parents split roughly into thirds: those who are eager to get their youngsters vaccinated, those who say they want to wait and see, and those who are never vaxxers for both younger and older children. Here to explain the issue is Liz Hamill, who directs public opinion and survey research at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Welcome, Liz.
Thanks for having me.
Liz, tell our listeners more about parents who are hesitant to get COVID vaccines for their kids. Who are these parents and what are their reservations?
Well, what we found in general is that parents are more cautious when it comes to their attitudes towards getting the vaccine for their children than adults have been when it comes to getting the vaccine for themselves. We do find a substantial share of parents are ready to get the vaccine for their kids right away, and that group is more made up of parents who've already gotten the vaccine themselves. But as you mentioned, you know, about a third of parents say they want to wait and see what happens with other kids before they get their own child vaccinated, and another 3 in 10 say they just don't plan on vaccinating their child. Some of the biggest concerns that parents express are really about the potential effects of the vaccine. So both a concern that there might be long-term effects of the vaccine on children that aren't known, and also many parents are concerned that their children might experience serious side effects from the vaccine.
And I've heard people say that they're worried about, particularly in young girls, about fertility. Did that come up in your research?
Yeah, we did find that almost two-thirds of parents of younger children say they're concerned that the vaccine might impact their child's fertility in the future. You know, that's a concern that we've seen among adults as well, even though I don't think there's any evidence showing that these vaccines or any other vaccines could have an impact on people's fertility. That type of question has been put out there. And for many parents, when they're thinking about their children and the future, that's one potential unknown long-term effect that they are concerned about.
What about parents who say they will never let their kids get a COVID-19 shot? Is there a correlation between parents who themselves are unvaccinated and those who oppose COVID-19 shots for their kids?
Yes, we have found a strong correlation between a parent's own vaccination status and their intention to vaccinate their child. And most of those parents who say they're definitely not going to get the vaccine for their child are people who have not gotten the vaccine themselves. But there are some parents who were willing to accept the vaccine for themselves, but just aren't ready or don't plan to vaccinate their children.
Now, what does your research tell us about parents who enthusiastically favor getting COVID-19 vaccines for their kids? Who are these folks?
The parents who plan to get their children vaccinated right away, as I mentioned, they're more likely to be vaccinated themselves. they are also the parents who are most likely to say they're concerned about their children or other family members getting sick from COVID-19. You know, we know that children can and do get very sick, some of them, and some have even died from the virus. But in general, the risk to children is much lower than it is for adults, and particularly older adults. And so I think parents differ in how they think about that risk-benefit calculation. And the ones who want to get their children vaccinated right away are the ones who are most likely to be concerned that their child might either get very sick themselves or bring the virus home to another family member.
Has Kaiser done any surveys about parental opinions on COVID-19 vaccine mandates for kids?
Yeah, we have found that vaccine mandates for kids and for adults tend to split the public. The majorities of people who are vaccinated might favor a mandate, but most people who are unvaccinated don't want to see a mandate. At this point, especially because the vaccine isn't approved for all ages yet, most parents don't want to see schools mandating the vaccine yet. But we have found in our research that schools can play other roles besides just mandating vaccines for kids. We found over the summer that parents said that their child's school had either provided information or encouraged parents to get their students vaccinated, that those parents were more likely to say that their teens had gotten the vaccine. And so there are things that schools can do short of requiring vaccines that can help get information to parents and facilitate vaccine access.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about parents of kids who are now eligible to get COVID-19 vaccines?
I think just one thing to keep in mind is that it will take a little bit longer. You know, we've seen with adults and with teens over time that as more people saw their friends and family members get vaccinated, we saw people's comfort level and confidence in the vaccine increase, and we saw vaccine uptake increase for those groups. And I do think that that will happen over time with the younger children as well. But given parents' cautious approach, I think it might take a little bit of a longer time to see those vaccination levels in younger kids even reach where we've gotten for adults.
Okay. Thanks so much, Liz Hamill, Director of Public Opinion and Survey Research at the Kaiser Family Foundation. For KSFR, I'm Mary Lou Cooper.